Good morning, Alex.
So just to kind of start off a little bit here, what kind of environment do platypuses need and how are dams starting to disrupt that?
Yeah, well, I don't know if people know, but platypus sort of can be found either side of the Great Dividing Range on the rivers that flow east and west from right up in northern Queensland right down to Tasmania. And one of the challenges is this is also an area that we have been building a lot of our major dams around our cities, but also places like the Murray-Darling Basin. And if you can imagine, a platypus likes to be able to go up and down a river and connect up with other platypus at the top of the river and the bottom of the river. And one of the things that happens, obviously, is when you build a big dam, it's like having a massive, unscalable wall, you know, in the middle of the river. So we're really concerned about the impacts of dams on platypus. Yeah.
And so I wanted to know, like, when this occurs, where do platypus go when this has been disrupted?
Well, they do still just get divided into different groups of platypus that previously could connect, you know, behaviorally and genetically and all that sort of thing. But we're concerned that, particularly with the big dams, that they no longer connect to each other. And then our recent research has identified that some work that we were doing on the Mitta, which is the River Murray's tributary, which is in Victoria, runs into Lake Hume, which is near Albury, but that is a massive dam up in the Snowy Mountains, and it has platypus up and down that river, but below that river, because the water's coming out really cold at the bottom of the dam, because they release it from the bottom of the dam and also at the wrong time, the river's not ecologically doing so well, and that means there's not a lot of food down there. And when we've tried to catch platypus downstream, we only caught two males over a number of different nights. So we reckon that there's really a big issue there for platypus.
Well, because I was going to say, I mean, platypus, they're pretty elusive, right? So how difficult has it been to conduct this research?
Oh, look, it is difficult. But, you know, like most things in life, you've got to sort of think like a platypus. And most of us don't hang around rivers in the middle of the night, which is what you need to do to find your platypus.
Right.
And so when we're doing our research, we try and catch platypus from sort of right on dusk through to about 3 o'clock in the morning. And really you need to be sort of doing those sort of intensive surveys with nets on river systems over a number of nights to get a good idea of how many platypus you've got in a river and, you know, how well they're doing.
Mm. And I mean, I've been trying really hard not to make this pun, but it seems that this research is quite damning for the platypus. So where do we go from here? What's the solution, I guess, to try to create a better environment for our platypus?
Well, I think one of the good things that we also found out of our research, we also looked at other dams, and one of those was the Snowy River, which has been dammed since about the 1970s by Jindabyne Dam. And at one point, only 1% of the flow was going down the Snowy River. Most of it was being diverted over the Great Dividing Range into the Murray-Darling Basin. But since then, they've had environmental flows. And those environmental flows seem to really be good for platypus. So I think you can do a good job even with a dam. But, you know, one of the big concerns at the moment, particularly in New South Wales, is the New South Wales government is building new dams west of the Great Dividing Range on the Lachlan River, up there on the Mole River and up on the Peel for Tamworth, and these are all good platypus places, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of thought, not just about platypus, but, you know, the long-term impacts of these dams on rivers. And so we've got an issue about why we're building more dams. We can't make more water by building a new dam. Plus, we've got the issue of what do we do with those dams we've currently got in place.
Richard, we're running out of time, but I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
A pleasure, Alex. Thanks very much.